Title: FX Chain in Ableton Live 12. Sequence it with crunchy sampler texture for jungle old school DNB vibes intermediate. Alright, let's build one of those secret weapon layers that makes an old school jungle or early DNB groove feel like it's been through a sampler, through a pirate radio, and back onto tape. The goal today is not make a cool effect. The goal is make a moving texture that performs with the beat. A crunch layer that sits behind your main break and bass, adding density, attitude, and little moments of chaos without stealing the punch of your kick and snare. We're doing it stock only in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to sequence the effects, not just sit and forget. That's the difference between a static loop and something that feels alive. First, quick project context so it lands like jungle. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175. I'll aim at 170 BPM. You want a basic break groove already happening, even if it's simple. Track 1 is your main break. You can have a kick reinforcement track and a snare layer if you want, but it's optional. We're adding a new track, a dedicated texture instrument track. Name it Crunch Tex. Think of this as a ghost drummer, not a pad. It should speak in little hits and hints, not in long washes. Step 1. Create the texture source. Make a new MIDI track and load Sampler. You can use Sampler if you prefer, but Sampler is perfect for this. Now choose your source material. If you want it to feel authentic, grab something that already lives in the jungle universe, a tiny slice of your break, like a 16th note or an 8th note, a bit of vinyl crackle or room tone, a short stab crumb, a noisy tail from a reese or an impact. Load it into Sampler. Put Sampler in classic mode. Set voices to 1 so it's monophonic and tight. Leave glide off for now. Keep the Sampler filter off because we'll do shaping in the rack. Here's an important move. We're going to map the sample start position later. That start control is your scan knob. It's basically a way to scrub through the sample rhythmically, so each hit can beat a slightly different slice without changing the MIDI pattern. Now program a simple MIDI pattern. Make a 1-bar loop to start, maybe 2 bars later. Put short notes on offbeats and little 16th pickups. Keep them short, like a 32nd to a 16th. If the notes are long, your FX tail is going to smear and you'll lose the ghost drummer effect. Okay. Step 2. Build the old school crunch rack. On the crunch text track, add an audio effect rack. Inside it we'll build a chain that's basically clean up, degrade, add harmonics, band limit and move, chop rhythmically, then give it a tiny space and tiny dub flicks. Here's the order: EQ 8, Redux Saturator, Auto Filter, Gate Hybrid, Reverb Echo or Delay Utility. And I'm going to add one teacher upgrade right now. Gain staging inside the rack. Redux and Saturator can make you chase levels if you don't control it. So do this. Put utility before Redux as well. That's your input driver. Then keep the utility at the end as your output trim. You'll drive the tone going into the dirt, then trim back at the end so your mix balance stays stable. Now let's dial settings. These are starting points, not laws. First, EQ 8. High pass it. You want this layer out of the sub lane completely. Try 24 dB per octave at somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. If your texture is still bumping your kick, push it higher, even 250. If it's harsh, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz, maybe 3 to 6 dB. If you need a touch of air, a small boost around 8 to 10K can work, but remember, old school isn't super hi-fi. Don't turn it into a shiny hat layer by accident. Next, Redux. This is your era button. Start with bit reduction around 8 bits, then sample rate reduction around 10 kHz, maybe down to 6 if you want it really nasty. The goal is audible grit, but you can still hear the rhythm. If it turns into pure fizz, back off or plan to only hit that extreme as a moment. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 5 dB as a starting point. Turn soft clip on. Then match output so you're not being fooled by loudness. That's a huge one. When you sequence crunch later, if every move gets louder, you'll think it's better even when it's just louder. Next, auto filter. This is where the texture becomes radio band and starts breathing. Try bandpass mode. Map the frequency later, but for now set it somewhere between 600 Hz and 4K Hz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.4. Then add subtle motion. Turn on the LFO. Sync it. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16. Amount low, like 5 to 15%. And keep the phase at 0 so the movement feels centered and old school, not like a modern wide stereo wobble. Next, gate. This is your discipline device. It's what stops reverb and delay from smearing your transient groove. Set the threshold so only the loud bits open. You might land somewhere around -25 to -15 dB depending on your source. A Attack fast, like half a millisecond to 2 ms. Hold 10 to 30 ms. Release 30 to 90 ms. Shorter release is tighter and more chopped. Longer release is more tail. Now, optional but very DNB. Turn on sidechain in the gate and feed your brake track. This makes the texture open in sympathy with the brake transients. If the texture feels like it's arriving late, that's a latency or timing feel issue. You can nudge the MIDI note slightly earlier with track delay, or use look ahead sparingly if you're okay with the feel shifting. Next, hybrid reverb. Old jungle doesn't usually want huge lush tails on this layer. Think small, nasty spaces, tri-plate or a small room. Decay between 0.3 and 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 15 ms. Keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 15%. And in the reverb EQ, roll lows aggressively. High pass the reverb return around 300 to 600 Hz so your space never clogs the mix. Next, echo or delay. We want dub sprinkles, not a delay feature. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 sync. Feedback 10 to 30%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz, maybe trim highs if it gets fizzy. Adjust a tiny modulation if you want wobble. Keep dry slash wet around 5 to 12%. Finally, utility at the end. Control width and final trim. Width around 80 to 120%. If it fights your hats, go narrower. And keep this layer quiet. The correct level is usually, you miss it when it's muted, but you don't constantly notice it when it's on. Now step 3. Macros. This is where the lesson really becomes composition. Open the Audio Effect Rack's macro section and create 8 macros. Macro 1. Crush. Map it to Redux bit reduction and sample rate. Set safe ranges. This is important. Don't map the entire possible range if the top 20% sounds like unusable alias hiss. Cap it so max is still an intentional sound, unless you specifically want a special move zone. Macro 2. Tone. Map to auto filter frequency. Macro 3. Rezo. Map to auto filter resonance. Macro 4. Grit. Map to saturator drive. Macro 5. Gate. Map to gate threshold, and optionally gate release too. If you map release, keep the range tight so it doesn't go from choppy to totally open and washy. Macro 6. Space. Map to hybrid reverb dry slash wet. Macro 7. Dub. Map to echo dry slash wet, and if you like, a small feedback range. Macro 8. Scan. This is the magic one. Map it to simpler start, and set a conservative range, like the first 0 to 25% of the sample, or wherever the good bits are. The point is that you can move it live and it always lands musically. At this stage, you can already play the macros like an instrument, but we're going to go further. We're going to sequence them. Step 4. Sequencing the effects. Two approaches, and you'll usually combine them. Approach A is clip envelopes. This is your loop-based jungle fingerprint. Micro movement that repeats and locks into the groove. Go to session view. Create a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip for your texture. Open the clip envelope area. Choose your rack macros as the targets. Now draw a few intentional moves. For tone, try a ramp upward in the last 8th note of the bar, like a tiny build into the next downbeat. For crush, don't leave it high all the time. Spike it briefly on a fill moment. A quick harsh hit is classic. Constant harshness just turns into fatigue. For scan, draw tiny step changes every 8th or 16th note. Not random scribbles. Step changes, like you're selecting different slices. That gives you the micro-sliced sampler vibe, without even changing the MIDI. Here's a really usable jungle structure inside a 2-bar loop. In the first bar, keep crush lower, gate tighter, space low. In the second bar, gradually open tone, add a tiny dub flick near the end, maybe a small space burst right on the turnaround. Approach B is arrangement automation. This is your phrase-level DJ move. Big energy curves over 8 or 16 bars. In arrangement view, keep the texture subtle during verses or intro sections. Then automate space and dub up only on turnarounds, like the end of 8s or 16s. And during the main drop, often you actually want the gate tighter so it doesn't wash out the drums. This is a common mistake. People open everything up in the drop, and suddenly the break feels smaller because the transient clarity is gone. Now step 5. Add repitch character. Old school jungle often feels like it's been sampled, repitched, and resampled. Two stock ways. Method 1. Automate pitch in simpler. You can automate transpose directly, or map it to a macro if you want it performable. Do quick dips of minus 2 to minus 5 semitones for a hit or two. Or do a one-off plus 7 semitone squeal on a stab. The key is one-off. If every hit is pitching, it stops sounding like a sampler moment and starts sounding like a gimmick. Method 2. resample and commit. This is where you get the Readle magic accidents. Create a new audio track called TEXprint. Set its input to resampling. Record 8 or 16 bars while you tweak scan and crush live. Don't overthink it. Perform it like an instrument. Then take that audio and chop it. Slice out 4 good moments and rearrange them into a new 1-bar loop. Reverse a tiny bit going into bar 1. Nudge a fragment earlier. This is the authentic jungle workflow. Print, chop, retrigger. Now mixing notes, because this layer can ruin a mix if you get greedy. High pass it enough. 150 to 250 HC is normal. Don't be precious about, but I like the low grit. If it's fighting the kick and bass, it's not adding energy, it's stealing it. If it masks punch, sidechain it lightly to kick and snare, or rely on the gate sidechain trick. Be careful with width and brightness. Too wide and too bright makes the break feel smaller and messy. If you want width, you can add it, but keep the center clean. And if you want a pro-level discipline move, put an EQ8 at the end in mid/side mode. High pass the side higher than the mid, like side high pass at 400 to 800 HC. It'll feel wide without dragging low mid junk into the stereo field. Before we wrap, a couple advanced variations you can try if you want to level this up.